Ever get the feeling like sometimes the best conversations are the ones you don't plan for?
Totally. Like those off-the-cuff moments that just CLICK, you know?
Exactly. So we're diving into this whole thing about why so many people, it seems like everybody, really would rather just hop on a quick video call instead of having yet another meeting plopped on their calendar.
Sign me up for that.
Yeah.
I mean, who needs another meeting invite, right?
Right. It's not even just about the tools themselves. It's more like, what does this preference say about us? Like, what's the why behind it all? Luckily, well, we found this really insightful article from Event Anywhere, and they really dig into those deeper questions about why unscheduled calls can be so effective.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw that one. And it's really fascinating when you start to unpack it, you know, all the psychology involved. Because there's a certain energy, a spontaneity to an unscheduled call that you just don't get with a pre-planned meeting. It's that desire for immediacy, cutting through the formality and just getting things done, which makes sense if you think about it, because
Right.
in today's world, everyone's moving at a million miles an hour. We're flooded with information 24/7. And sometimes you just crave that instant connection, you know,
Yeah.
to just cut through the noise.
It's so true. I feel like our brains are almost wired for it at this point.
Yeah.
And you're right, the article uses the word impulsive. It's almost like an instinct to want to just connect with someone right then and there in the moment.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, they go on to give some really compelling examples of when this kind of communication really shines, like when you just need a quick update from someone or for those ad hoc brainstorming sessions. Which, speaking of brainstorming, this whole conversation reminds me of this time I was working on this project and I was seriously stuck. Like, couldn't figure out a solution if my life depended on it.
I've been there.
And then, out of the blue, a colleague pings me, wants to know if I can hop on a quick video chat. So we start talking, just tossing ideas back and forth, totally casual. And then within minutes, bam, we cracked the code. Seriously, it was one of those classic aha moments. And I honestly don't think it would happen if we'd scheduled a formal meeting. It just wouldn't have had that same energy.
I hear that. There's something about those off-the-cuff conversations. People feel more relaxed, more willing to throw out those crazy
And
ideas.
that's gold, right? So, okay, here's the thing. How does this whole preference for spontaneity for those unscheduled calls, how does that actually work in a professional setting? Because let's be real, we can't just ditch all our scheduled meetings for impromptu chats, can we?
Well, probably not all of them, though it would be fun to try. But you're right, there needs to be a balance. But I think the really interesting thing is how today's work environments are increasingly valuing agility, adaptability, and the ability to respond to things quickly. I mean, everything is moving so fast these days. Businesses really need to be able to pivot at a moment's notice. And that need for efficiency, for speed, it plays right into the hands of these unscheduled calls. Like the article even talks about how ad hoc brainstorming can be a huge driver of innovation.
And I totally see that.
Right. Because think about it. If a sudden challenge pops up at work, let's say there's a technical issue during a big product launch, an instant video call could let the teams involved troubleshoot in real time and potentially resolve the issue way faster than if they had to schedule a formal meeting and wait for everyone to be free.
Oh, absolutely.
And that kind of agility, that ability to solve problems on the fly, can make a world of difference in a competitive market. And, you know, it's not just about problem solving either. These informal exchanges, these quick calls, they often build a sense of camaraderie, of trust between colleagues, and that can lead to a more open, more honest, more creative flow of communication in general.
Which is huge, yeah. But, well, the article we've been discussing, it does a great job highlighting all the positive aspects of these kinds of interactions. But I'm wondering, are there potential downsides to this always on, always connected, unscheduled way of communicating? It can't be all sunshine and roses, can it?
That is a really important question. And honestly, it's something I think we all need to be thinking about more and more because while there are some amazing benefits to embracing spontaneity, especially in the workplace, finding that balance.
Yes, that balance.
Exactly. Finding that balance between impromptu communication and a more structured workflow, I think that's key. And figuring that out is going to look different for every team, every company, but just being aware of the need for that balance is a good place to start.
That's a really good point. Well, you've given us a lot to think about, and actually, you just touched on how the article wraps up because they basically say that this preference for instant calls, for that immediacy, it really just reflects how fast-paced and interconnected our world has become.
Right. Our devices are basically extensions of ourselves at this point.
Exactly. It's like our communication styles are evolving in real time,
Yeah.
right alongside all the technology.
It's true.
So here's a final thought for everyone listening. If we know that spontaneity can unlock creativity, can help us solve problems faster, how can we each encourage more of that in our own work, even within the structured environments most of us are in? Because sometimes, let's be honest, sometimes those off-the-cuff, let's just hop on a quick call moments, those lead to the best ideas.
Couldn't agree more.
So think about it and let us know what you come up with. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. Until next time.